What if kittens played the glockenspiel? And what if unicorns were real? What if you could fly or travel back in time? We welcome you to What If World. What if world? This is What If World.
Hey there, folks, and welcome back to What If World, the show where your questions and ideas inspire off-the-cuff stories. I'm Mr. Eric, your host, and today
we're... Hey, knock, knock, I'm here for some Mr. Eric. All ready to record?
Miss Lynn, hi.
Hey.
I am ready to record a story. Were we supposed to record Stump Mr. Eric today?
Oh, I'm so sorry. I had it on my calendar that we were recording an episode of Stump Mr. Eric today.
No, that I am sorry because I am almost always the less organized of the two of us.
That's true. I'm so sorry. Okay, well,
maybe we can just, I can like do a quick story. Since you came all the way from Pennsylvania, we can, and then we'll just wait a minute and then we'll record our Stump Mr. Eric.
Okay.
I'll just start. We're going to start off with a audio question from a listener named Logan.
Hi, my name is Logan, and my what if question is, what if Fred the dog drank one of Carfunkel's cups of coffee and got mind controlled by Carfunkel to do some bad stuff around What If World? My favorite character is Fred the dog. Bye.
Oh, hey, it's me. It's me, Fred the dog.
Hey, Fred.
Yeah, I'm just here for, no big reason. But I did bring a coffee for you, Miss Lynn, from the coffee shop. I'm not sure if you've ever been able to try them. They're very good.
I'm here because of a mix-up. How did you know I was even gonna be here?
You can always assume that there's gonna be some kind of hijinks on What If World, so I just figured I'd be prepared, and don't worry about the drink. So go ahead, you just drink it.
Okay.
Hey, Fred, you know, I would have enjoyed a coffee too.
Yeah.
Maybe next time, but this is definitely for Miss Lynn alone. Drink it, Miss Lynn.
I'm gonna look and see what this... Oh my gosh, the cup is super... I mean, it's like... What?
It is I, swimming in the coffee. I may look smaller than usual, but it is tiny Carfunkel. And this coffee isn't just any coffee. It is a portal to What If World. You're coming with me. No, don't pull your finger away. I'm grabbing it.
Oh, Miss Lynn, I am so sorry. This was not my plan. I had nothing to do with this.
Oh, my God.
I think I probably had something to do with this.
Greetings, Miss Lynn, and welcome to Stump Miss Lynn, the show where I, Carfunkel, bombard you, Miss Lynn, with trivia questions that you cannot possibly get right.
What?
Yes, it is like the bonus episodes that Mr. Eric releases to patrons and supporters of the show. Except that this is on the public feed, so everyone can enjoy it as I razz you with my trivia.
You know what? I can take as good as I give. I'm the one who's always stumping Mr. Eric on that show, so...
Indeed.
Here I am in What If World. Give me what you got.
At least you're in the comfort of the coffee shop. Isn't it nice?
It is surprisingly comfortable.
I've redecorated, added extra spider webs, and I made the floor the perfect viscosity for squid tentacles.
Viscosity is not typically a metric used on flooring, but I actually kind of dig it.
Well, don't actually dig into it, though. You don't want to go under there. It's very frightening.
Okay, yeah, good.
We'll start with level zero trivia. This is trivia you can't possibly get wrong, Miss Lynn, because it is about you. Miss Lynn,
okay.
Where do you currently live? What town do you live in?
I live in Crawford County, Pennsylvania, which is very rural Pennsylvania. a lot of my neighbors are Amish. Do you know what that is?
Amish.
What Amish is?
You know, they're like AM-ish. They're like, they're morning people, but not too early in the morning.
No, Amish is a thing that sort of religion, a Christian religion that some human people subscribe to, and they live very simply. They don't have cars, they don't use electricity in their houses. So as far as being AM people, they are very AM. Am I boring you, Kathunkel?
All right, next question.
Okay.
You got that one wrong, by the way.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, shocking.
Now you live in what if world.
I hope that's not true. Okay, what's the
Now we move on to
question?
Level one trivia, which are easier questions submitted by me, Kathunkel. These you should be able to get right because they are about things that actually exist. Question one. How many tentacles does a squid have?
Oh, I don't know the answer to that. I think that different squids can have different numbers of tentacles, can't they?
Wrong. Question two.
Wait, what was the right answer for question one?
Maybe I'll tell you later. Question two. How many tentacles does an octopus have?
Oh, okay. 8.
Wrong again.
What? I'm sure that's right. Time out, Kathunkel. I am sure that it's called an octopus. Octo means 8.
You see, a squid has 2 tentacles. They are the quite long appendages, longer than the arms of a squid.
Oh.
And an octopus has no tentacles, only arms. It is a common misconception.
I am well and truly stumped. Consider me chagrined, Kathunkel.
Question 3. Name other kinds of cephalopods.
Cuttlefish?
Yes.
That's what I have.
I'll give you half credit for that. If you can name one more, then you'll have gotten the first question right.
Sorry, I don't know. Stumped.
You could have said Nautilus. They have a sort of shell, but then they have a squiddy face coming out of it. They're quite primeval. In fact, the Kraken of ancient lore used to be modeled after a nautilus. It had sort of an island on its back rather than a shell, and now the Kraken is just more of a squidopus like me.
Are you sure that's a real what-is-world creature?
A nautilus, indeed it is, yes.
A nautilus? I only knew of the Nautilus. Isn't that Captain Nemo's ship in 20,000 Leagues?
Obviously, it was named after one of the coolest cephalopods outside of me, a squidopus.
Well done, Jules Verne.
Now we move on to level 2 trivia. A child named Kale. It's such a difficult name to say for a squid. C-A-L, Kale.
Oh, Cal?
A 3.5-year-old child that lives with Mr. Eric for some reason has come up with several imaginary creatures, and I'm going to ask you questions about them now.
Oh, wow. You're really serious about stumping me, Kathunkel.
I'm just doing the game, you know? It's just this is how Stump Mr. Eric goes, I would assume.
This is not how Stump Mr. Eric goes. I really help Mr. Eric as much as I can to not be stumped. Why are you trying so hard to stump me, Kathunkel?
The Roriata is a creature with 3 long spike-like horns and a curly tail and a spike on its nose and angry eyebrows. What else is known about the Roriata?
The Roriata.
Yes, with a D. Roriata.
Roriata.
Mm-hmm.
Does it have a red beard?
Wrong! The only other thing known about the Roriata is it's from a faraway place.
Okay.
Next question. The Sorboza is part vehicle, part creature. What does the Sorboza have growing out of its nose / front where the engine would be?
A pushing plate like a bulldozer?
Very close. I will give you 1/4 credit because it does have a sort of bulldozery excavator tail that can dig in the ground.
Oh.
But out of its nose, it has a cactus growing.
Oh.
What kind of horns does a Takua have?
Folks
at home, kids, if you have a guess, go ahead and say it. A takua.
I'm gonna guess that a takua has tacos for horns.
Excellent guess. Entirely wrong. It has solar horns.
What does that mean?
I don't know. You're doing exactly as well as I expected you to do.
Yeah, I'm doing really poorly, which is fine. I have no problem with getting everything wrong.
It serves you right getting them all wrong, because you never... I've never been on Stump, Mr. Eric.
You have been on Stump, Mr. Eric, Kathunkel.
Wait, what?
You came in and hijacked 2 episodes.
Really?
Came in at the beginning of 1 episode and said you were going to come back at the end, and then you were so busy at the coffee shop you didn't come back until the end of the next episode, and you ate Mr. Eric.
Oh, right.
I had to finish the episode without Mr. Eric because of you.
Oh.
You've been on twice as many episodes as most of the guests.
You know, I have been really busy with the coffee shop, and then I was trapped in another dimension for a while. It's...
Yeah, and we didn't know where you were for a long time.
Well...
So I couldn't have invited you on to Stump Mr. Eric.
But you... I've never been a guest. I always had to invade my way onto your show.
Kathunkel, it sounds like you've been feeling left out. I don't want to put words in your beak, but it sounds like you've been feeling a little bit left out, and I'm sorry that you feel that way. But abducting me to What If World and making me answer trivia questions that I have no chance of answering is not going to get you any closer to being an invited guest on Stump Mr. Eric.
You're right. I have a trivia question for you that I think you could probably get right, and that's the good kind of trivia, right? Where people have a chance of actually answering the question.
Absolutely. Let's hear it.
Who is sorry for capturing you and bringing you to What If World?
Is that you, Kathunkel?
Fred the dog. Wrong.
Oh, yeah.
He's very sorry.
How did you get Fred to bring that cup into the studio with Tiny You in it?
It was like a half and half, you know, like some people get half calf. This was half mind control, half portal to What If World.
Did Fred know that it was mind control coffee that you were giving him?
Oh, I just told him it was coffee that you would like, and that he should be very persistent in getting you to drink it. And of course he said yes, because as soon as he'd sniffed it, his mind was controlled by me.
You really can't give people food and drink that they don't know what it is. You can't give people something and tell them it's one thing and it's really something else. That could be extremely dangerous. My niece and nephew both have very serious food allergies, and if somebody ever tried to trick them by giving them something to drink that had something that they couldn't have in it, it could make them really, really sick.
I am truly ashamed. I shall never do such a thing again. No more trick foods or drinks of any kind. I will always let people know, you know, if it's a mind control thing or a portal thing. I'll give them.
Or if it has almond milk in it. A lot of people are allergic to almonds.
Right. Is there anything that I can do for you, Miss Lynn, to make up for all of this?
Well, you know what? This has been surprisingly fun, despite the fact that you tried so hard and succeeded so well in stumping me. But honestly, I mean, talking about my niece and nephew really does make me want to go back to What Is World, and I have obligations in What Is World, so I really think that I should be getting back. So, you know, whenever you want to send me back to What Is World, that I would really appreciate that.
Tentacle shrug?
What does tentacle shrug mean? Like you're just giving up? Like it's the end? What? It's not the end!
Oh, you said it! I wore myself out.
Miss Lynn? Miss Lynn, are you okay in there? Can you hear me? I think Miss Lynn is stuck in What If World. We'll have to find a way to free Miss Lynn next week. Oh, and we have one more writing question from a patron named Griffin, who asked what if there was a What If World episode called Stump Miss Lynn. And here we are. Thank you so much, Griffin and Logan.
Skelly the Squid here to shout out Jackson, who's almost 7, loves fish, Legos, chess, all kinds of checkers, raising chickens, and other things.
And finally, Fred the Dog here to shout out Natalie. She listens to What If World every day, and she's going to be 9 in May. Her favorite character is me, Fred, because I have a very, very long tongue, and that makes her laugh. I love being me, Natalie, and thank you.
I'd like to thank Karen O'Keefe, my co-creator, Miss Lynn, my producer, sorry, Miss Lynn, Craig Martinson for our theme song, and all you kids at home who know that we should not play food or drink pranks on our friends in this world of allergies. There are much safer ways to goof off with one another. And until we meet again, keep wondering.
The International Children's Arts Network is community funded, supported by listeners like you, and by a grant from the Joyce N. Furman Memorial Trust, celebrating a lifetime of giving to children, education, and the arts.